Hey, what's up? My name's Ray Stein, and I'm just thinking out loud. Hi, how are ya? Today we are going to... Oh, jeez. My mic is falling. It fell. But today we are going to look at 50 outrageous finds you never knew existed. Yeah. Outrageous finds. These days you can find yourself on the wrong side of the law for speeding, littering, and... apparently, whistling in public. If you dig deep enough on the internet, you can find all sorts of bizarre rules and regulations that our governments have created over the years. Which, in my opinion, could just have been someone complaining, or millions of people complaining about it. So, the states decided, you know, let's just... let's make it finable, you know, so it doesn't happen again. Some are still in effect today, including laws that don't make much sense, and strange taxes on things like tattoos. Although many laws imposed by states are designed to keep citizens safe, others are weird, strange, or just downright silly. And if you violate them, you can get fined. Or worse. Yeah. Because I looked through some of them already, and some of them are stupid. And you can get, like, several months in jail for doing them. Which is stupid. Stupid, stupid, stupid. But let's get into it. Alright. First one is Alabama. Throwing confetti in the city of Mobile. Mobile, Alabama might be the birthplace of Mardi Gras, but that doesn't mean you can carry or toss confetti to celebrate. And this might have been a rule because maybe people did it so often that the people that had to clean up just started getting tired of it and whiny. Yeah. The glittery stuff is illegal to use or sell within the city or police jurisdiction under the Alabama Littering Code. So it's a littering issue. According to the private legal publisher Municode, throwing confetti results in a $16 fine and $106 in court costs, according to city code. Now, the $16 fine, that's not a big price for a fine. Sorry, my dog just came in.
Hi, Sammy.
Yeah, that's one of my dogs, Samantha Ray. And in Alaska, you can get fined for speaking too loudly. Do you have a habit of talking loudly to get your point across? You'll have to take it down a notch in Fairbanks, where it's a crime to speak so loudly that it inhibits someone else from speaking freely without leaving the vicinity. I think this would not be an issue for me because I'm typically so quiet. That would be considered disturbing the peace, according to city code. In Alaska, penalties for disorderly conduct, including disturbing the peace, could entail fines up to... And this is where it gets kind of ridiculous. $2,000, up to 90 days in jail, or both, according to fined law. Next is Arizona, and in Arizona, you can get fined for spitting on the sidewalk. I don't know many people that spit, but maybe if you're a tobacco user, I guess this could be a difficult law for you if you're in this city in Arizona. If you spit publicly in the city of Goodyear, whether on a public walkway, street park, or the ground, you could face up to 6 months in jail and a fine of $2,500. Yeah, some of these prices just seem too stupid to get fined for something little like that, but that's just how things are these days. You can also forget about spitting on the floor inside of a public building, which I get this why that part would be fined, because that is disgusting. And it's inside a public area. Bit unsanitary. According to the Goodyear government website, this one pricey mistake you don't want to make. And next is Arkansas. And in Arkansas, playing more than 25 free games of pinball can get you fined, which I don't know. I've not played so. I haven't played many pinball games before, but they usually cost you money per one single game. Yeah. So I don't know how you would get 25 free games of pinball in the first place, but I don't live in Arkansas, so yeah. Arkansas is particular about its pinball rules. For one, a winning player can only have 25 free games. Additionally, coin-operated pinball machines and similar devices cannot take more than one coin. That's a misdemeanor punishable by up to $1,000. Or, and this is, to me, it's silly, ridiculous, stupid, outrageous, whatever you want to call it. You can get up to a year in jail for this. According to the free legal site, Justia? On to the next one. In California, it is illegal for you to allow your dog to pursue bears or bobcats. Why would you do that in the first place? If you put your dog up against a bear or a bobcat, which one do you think's gonna win in that fight? The bear and the bobcat, obviously. Dog owners, beware. Don't allow your four-legged companion to chase a bear or bobcat. State law says that doing so is a misdemeanor, and it could result in a pet tragedy. Dogs used by law enforcement officers are exempt, however, but I don't know who in their right mind would put their dog up against a bear or a bobcat, because typically bears are like twice, 10 times, I don't know, twice the double the size of dogs. Possibly triple if it's a smaller dog. But this is just wonder how this law ever came to be. Like, did obviously someone had to have done it, or several people, for government just to be like, can we just like outlaw this? Can so people stop being idiots and doing this? 'Cause like, if that's how it came to be, I am kind of judging these laws, but that's because they're so stupid. But this one, it shouldn't have to be a law. None of these should really have to be. But this one, most of all, should not have to be a law. 'Cause like my dogs, they're small. I would not put them against any type of wild animal at all. Because the wild animal who's tougher and stronger and possibly bigger than my dog would probably win. So, like, yeah. Just the. In Colorado, you can get fined for placing upholstered furniture outside of the home. Who does this? Unless your furnishings are specifically upholstered for outside use, the city of Boulder considers it illegal to keep them in the yard. If it's like a couch that's meant for inside, would you put it outside? If you're caught, you will wind up paying the removal and disposal fee, as well as $25 for administrative costs. But like, Again, someone had to have done this. Several people had to have done this for it to be even considerable as illegal. I wonder about people's thinking sometimes. I wonder why this would become a law. 'Cause, like, why would you put inside furniture outside? Like, the furniture's going to get dirty. Obviously. But, like, why? Even if it's, like, an old couch that you're gonna throw out, but, like, you could just do something else with those, couldn't you? In Connecticut, you can get fined for having more than 4 amusement devices per arcade. If you own an arcade and you don't have more than 4 amusement devices, like games or whatnot, then people are gonna be probably whiny about getting bored, and there's like tons of lines for each of the games, and ugh. An arcade in Rocky Hill, Connecticut should not have more than 4 mechanical amusement devices, including coin slot operated machines and pinball machines, according to the city government ordinance. The way the law is written, video games might be fine. So, if it's like a video game, it's fine, but anything from like a claw machine to a pinball machine, no. But what if the games are all taken, and all the pinball machines and claw machines are all taken? Then someone's gonna whine and complain about having nothing to do, 'cause all the games are taken. So video games might be fine, but that could just be because the law is outdated. Violators could face a $25 fine per day. Yikes. In Delaware, selling pet fur is illegal. Why? Is, like, pet fur on the market? Or, like, do people make clothes out of this? Obviously, we do make clothes out of animal fur sometimes. Or possibly more than that, I don't know. Let's face it, it's probably the second one. But, like, pet fur? Fur from your pet that's probably been, like, they're shedding their fur? What? Never use pet hair as monetary leverage in Delaware. It's a Class B misdemeanor to sell, barter, or offer the fur of a domestic dog or cat, according to the state government website. Can there be, like, an explanation on how this became a law? This includes selling any product made from the hair, which could result in a fine of $2,500 and a ban of owning a dog or cat for 15 years. So it's not, like, even worth it. If you're gonna get caught and you can't keep your pet, your beloved furry animal. But, like, why? That would just be, like, a weird thing to sell just solely the pet fur. Like, who's gonna... Obviously, people have bought it and sold it, or else this would not be a thing. My. But in Florida, you can get fined for throwing dwarfs. You can get fined for throwing a person, which is understandable, because that would hurt if you throw them. It hurts if you throw someone. But, like, why would you do that? Apparently, dwarf tossing was once a popular bar game in Florida. I'm sorry to anyone who lives in Florida in advance, but Florida's weird, man. In fact, the state banned, let me correct myself. Some people in Florida are probably weird, or else this would not be a law. In fact, the state banned the practice of tossing people with dwarfism and any recreational activity involving exploitation endangering the health, safety, and welfare of any person with dwarfism in 1989. So it's been a law for quite some time. I wonder how many people have gotten actually arrested for this stuff today. Especially for this law, because, like, why would you do that in the first place? I mean, every state has their weird people. If caught participating in this activity, you could be fined up to $1,000. One lawmaker tried reversing the law in 2011, claiming that the government shouldn't decide how people make a living. But why would they choose to throw people in the first place, especially people with dwarfism? Like, why, though? If it's, like, gonna happen, the law should obviously not be reversed. Some people, I'm concerned about some people. Those odd people are the truly odd people. This is why. Obviously, some people, a while ago, it even says that this was once a popular game in Florida, so, like, I wish you guys could see the face I'm making, because I'm just stunned by this. But, like, why? This is one of the other laws that shouldn't have to be a law, because, like, people should just be smart enough to think, hey, that's gonna probably hurt them. So maybe I should not do it. But, like, why is this? Why? Why? Why is this a thing that people used to do? On to the next one. In Georgia, you can get fined for whistling in public. Excuse the noise. My dad's working on the fireplace downstairs. In Athens, Clark County, it's unlawful to create noise that's audible from a distance of 300 feet or more. Does whistling count, then? I don't know. I really can't whistle, so I don't do it often. But, like, Can you hear a whistle from 300 feet away? Or more than 300 feet away? Because, like, that seems like a pretty big distance. Or beyond property limits. The rule applies from 7 a.m. to 11 p.m. So once it's 12 a.m., you can whistle. If it's, like, anywhere from past 11 o'clock p.m., anywhere from past 11 o'clock p.m. to, like, 6:58. Or 6:59. Sunday through Thursday. So if it's a Friday and Saturday, you can just whistle all day long. To midnight on weekends. Wait, what? The rule applies from 7 a.m. to 11 p.m. Sunday through Thursday and 7 a.m. to midnight on weekends. Oh, so you can't even do it on weekends. Never mind. But, like, okay, 1 in the morning to 6 a.m. You can do it on weekends. In particular, one cannot shout, hoot, sing, or... They can't sing, even? I'm never going there. I love singing. So I would absolutely, if I sung loud enough, I would absolutely get this fine if I was there. So, yeah, no. Or whistle on public streets, sidewalks, or any private property according to Municode. But what if you're in your own house? Obviously, your own home is private property, but it's your property. Violators face a $1,000 fine. This is just one of them that, again, it should not be a rule, but solely for the reason that it is stupid. This probably came from someone that is just absolutely whiny all the time, like whining about noise all the time, like, I don't like it when people sing or whistle or shout or hoot loudly, so can we please outlaw that so the whole county of Athens, Clark County, doesn't do that? Like, please? Why is this a law? Hawaii... Not wearing your seatbelt, unless you're in a pickup truck. Okay, I get the not wearing your seatbelt thing, and that is a safety issue. But, like, I also get it if you're sitting in the back of a pickup. But you should not be sitting in the truck bed of a pickup. Anyways, like, people... Obviously, that's not going to stop people from doing that, but, like, I tell ya, you stop suddenly, you're going to, like, lurch forward and hit your head on the window or something. Hawaii's universal seatbelt law requires everyone riding in a vehicle to buckle up. That part of the law is for safety reasons. If you get in a car crash and you don't have a seatbelt on, you are probably going to die. It is most likely that if you get in a crash and don't have a seatbelt on, that you are going to die. Whether sitting in front or back. If not, you'll pay a ticket ranging from $100 $2, $102, to $112. That part of the law might not be That part of the law might not seem strange, but Hawaii also says you can go sans seatbelt if you're sitting in the bed of a pickup truck, which to me is just sitting in the bed of a pickup truck is a safety hazard in itself. But yeah. Which is illegal when there is no seating in the cab of the vehicle. And when the side racks are secured, attached, and the tailboard or tailgate is securely closed. But even in a pickup bed, you can still, like, I don't know, the car swings hard enough to the side, you're out of there in a second. Like, it'll fling you out. Probably. I don't know, I've never ridden in the bed of a pickup truck before. So, yeah. The fine for not adhering to the truck regulation is $25. In Idaho, you can get fined for grating and packing potatoes incorrectly. Huh. So, like, if you do not do it right the first time, you're gonna get fined. Not everyone's perfect, Idaho. Misrepresenting the potato when it comes to grading or packaging in Idaho could get you slapped with a fine of up to $500. Idaho's just picky about their potatoes, aren't they? Or you could get jail time. I'd rather take the $500 fine. But, like, according to the state, all potatoes sold should be of the same variety and nearly the same shape and size. What's wrong with a mutated potato, Idaho? Like, just because it looks weird? It's not like the other ones? Like, really, Idaho? Really? You gonna be like that? Though up to 6% in any container can vary in grade. In Illinois, you can get fined for letting someone sleep in a bakery. Some of these laws I just have to sit and think about. It could actually happen that so many people have slept in bakeries in Illinois that someone just got totally ticked off and was like, no, you have to get enough sleep, man, so this is gonna be a law that you cannot sleep in this bakery anymore. You can't sleep in any bakery in Illinois. Illinois law dictates that one cannot sleep in a bakery, kitchen, creamery, or cheese factory. You cannot sleep in a bakery, kitchen, creamery, or cheese factory in Illinois. You also can't allow your employees to sleep on the job. Okay. I understand that part. 'Cause, like, obviously, if you're not on break, and you are supposed to be doing something, then, like, you should not be sleeping. But, like, yeah. According to the state, the fine amount is unclear, however. Additionally, you can get fined up to $25 for expectorating where food is made or prepared. I'm not sure what expectorating means, but, like, we'll just move on. Stupid ads always getting in the way of my content. into Indiana sniffing glue for excitement is illegal. Suppose, like, if you're addicted to sniffing it. But, like, that's just strange in itself to me. Some enjoy the aromas of candles and Some enjoy the aromas of candles and fresh flowers, and others apparently find pleasure in glue. According to Indiana law, sniffing glue, or for pleasure, is there another reason that you should be sniffing glue, though? Is there any reason that you should be sniffing glue? Or to get high? That's why it's a law. Because you could get high off of sniffing that stuff, apparently. Could cost up to $1,000. The statute clearly says any person who inhales or ingests the fumes. How do you ingest fumes? Doesn't ingesting have something to do with digesting something? Or is that the same? Is that different? So if you inhale or ingest the fumes of glue or other substances, commits a Class B misdemeanor. What other substances? Other substances like glue? Is that what you mean? We are only on slide 16 of 51. So this is going to be quite the long episode. Yeah. In Iowa, using a deceased person's handicap permit okay. If you had access to a handicap parking permit, would you use it? If the answer is yes, avoid traveling to Iowa, you could face up to $200 in a fine if caught using a permit you don't need. Obviously, it's just the point that you're kind of lying to people. Like, you're using a handicap. And it's also selfish. You're using it, obviously, for your own use, if it's someone else's handicap parking permit. And, like, if that other person is not around with you in the car, then yeah, you're just using it for your own selfish needs. According to an ABC affiliate in the state, this isn't necessarily outrageous since you shouldn't be using a permit that doesn't belong to you, but it's a hefty fine. Iowa's Department of Transportation stopped issuing lifetime handicap parking permits in an effort to end misuse. Permits now expire after 5 days. 5 years. Not 5 days. But anyways, we're gonna sort of end it here for this segment. Recording. Yeah. Alright, that was 16 of 51 slides of 50 outrageous fines you never knew existed. And from the ones that I've read, yeah, some of them are pretty stupid. Most of the ones that I have read should not be laws in the first place, and are because people are stupid enough to do that. To the point where it became illegal if you do that. But, like, why? For some of the laws that I've read, why? Why would you put your furry, fluffy friend up against a bear or a bobcat, which is obviously gonna probably rip your pet to pieces? Like, think about that first, before you even try. Obviously, people would think about that and be like, no, I don't want to end up having my dog being killed by this wild animal, so I probably shouldn't do it in the first place. People don't even consider putting their dog up against a bear or a bobcat in the first place, even. Because that's just not something that you would think about, really. But anyways, that was 16 out of 50 outrageous finds you never knew existed. 16 to 15 of the laws in states that seem so ridiculous that they shouldn't even be laws. But anyways, that's all for now. And I hope you guys have a great day, a great life, a great whatever. Stay safe out there, and I'll see you next time. Bye!